Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. Singer-songwriter Jay Henderson grew up listening to punk. Is that right?
I grew up listening to everything, I guess.
While his own work as a musician captures the intensity of that tradition, he certainly embraces a quieter approach in his music today. Today on the program, Henderson joins us to talk about striking out on his own, his time as frontman for Band of Annuals, and his new release, The Sun Will Burn Our Eyes. Jay Henderson joins me in studio. Thanks so much for your time.
Good morning. For having me.
Jay Henderson is the former frontman for the Band of Annuals, arguably one of Salt Lake's most successful bands. He's known for carefully crafting songs, and he's now out on his own with a more stripped-down texture for his new release, The Sun Will Burn Our Eyes. And we'll give you links and details on our website, kcpw.org. Jay Henderson is the featured artist for July on KCPW Sounds from the Lounge, which you can find on our website, kcpw.org. And he'll be playing next Tuesday, July 17th, at the Urban Lounge here in Salt Lake City. If you've got questions or comments for Jay about his unique sound or inspiration for his songs, give us a call, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Jay, it's great to have you here. Give us your musical bio, where you grew up, and your education in music.
Oh, my bio. Oh, boy. I was born and raised here, so I've been here pretty much all my life. I went to Orlando for a while and studied to be an engineer and then came back, and it's just been in me forever. That's all I can say. I've just been doing it as long as I can remember.
So. From engineering to music, how did you make that decision?
It seems like it went hand in hand. It was just part of it. It seemed to make sense to me.
How'd you end up playing the guitar?
Let's see. Well, my father played guitar. My parents have played music since I was little. So I just picked it up from him just one day, felt like I gotta be like dad, So picked up the guitar, and that was that. And taught me three chords and just ran with it.
So this listening to punk, but other forms of music, which groups in particular were you drawn to?
Oh, man, I just too many. The list goes on and on. I mean, I guess when we're young, we all start off on some sort of punk, right? Something more rebellious. And then it just kind of petered into really being interested in a lot of folk and a lot of country and a lot of things like that. Just a lot more roots music just seemed to resonate with me stronger. So I've been doing that for, I don't know, 10 years, 15 years.
Is that how would you characterize your style today? Folky, rock?
Folk-ish, minimalist folk, I don't know, something like that. It's all, what can you say, it's all been done at this point, so it's something along those lines.
You played with one of Utah's most well-known, successful local bands, Band of Annuals, until a couple of years ago when a couple of band members moved out of state, mm-hmm. I understand. Why did you decide to strike out on your own instead of finding another collaboration, another group to jam with?
It just kind of fell into it that way, Like we had a great run, and I miss playing with those guys a lot, but it was, we were road warriors and we got tired, and everybody had bills to pay, and we had things that we had to get going again. And so it was just easier for me to do it by myself without trying to take five other people and me on the road. It just gets too pricey. It's too hard to do now. So mm-hmm. It seemed like the most logical step.
Has being on your own changed the tone or the content of the music that you put out now? I mean, is it different in any way?
It's slightly different. I mean, it's kind of the same thing, but not playing with those guys and having them help mold the songs has definitely changed it, So when I brought in Blake Henderson to help me produce this record, and so, things will obviously be different working with different people. So it's similar, but it definitely has a different vibe to it.
As I mentioned, you are the featured artist on this month's Sounds from the Lounge. We're thrilled to have you, by the way. And the first track that is up on the website is titled All Your Demons. Before I play it, tell our listeners what it's about.
What it's about? Oh, see, I have this weird thing that I always do this when someone asks me. I usually don't like to say what the songs are about, because I think it's more important. It's less important what it's about to me. It's more important what it's about to them. And I have experiences where I'll have a song that I love, and I'll hear an interview, and someone will tell me what it's about, and I'll be like, well, that sucks. That's
that
not what I thought
it
was
you.
About. Yeah, so I try to keep that a clean slate.
All right. Well, let's take a listen. This is All of Your Demons by Jay Henderson.
what used to mean something to you before you let it die. You saw that letter and you hid it well, but someone here too, just if I. Makes no difference, does it, dear? When you've got nothing in your skies, as hard as you've tried to leave it alone, certainly came back to your eyes.
Jay Henderson, that's beautiful. What's it like performing in the KCPW Member Lounge?
It's fun. Got Jesse in there to help out on everything. It's nice. It's
how are the acoustics?
They're actually really well. Like, they're really nice. I was expecting them to not be as good as they are.
Speaking with Jay Henderson, a singer-songwriter here in Salt Lake City. He'll be playing at the Urban Lounge on next Tuesday, July 17th, here in Salt Lake City. He's also our featured artist at kcpw.org. In addition to your very lovely acoustic sound, there's something that's a little bit more produced on your website. This is the title track from your new release. Tell us about some of the songs on this new release, The Sun Will Burn Our Eyes.
Oh man, it's just a handful of songs that I've been working on, I don't know, 4 years, and I kind of just threw away all the stuff that I didn't like. I made a really short record, you know, so two of the songs are the same, different versions, but the same song, and I just wanted to make something really elegant and sweet that was more refined and, you know, less filler for me. So.
And who are you singing with on this?
Sonia Cotton I'm singing with on the majority of the record, and she's fantastic. She's from San Francisco. I recommend you, everyone, go check her out.
Let's take a short listen to this. This is The Sun Will Burn Our Eyes by Jay Henderson. Maybe. Henderson, a new track from The Sun Will Burn Our Eyes. That's actually Lonely Man. Jay will be performing next Tuesday at the Urban Lounge in Salt Lake City. And Jay, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
City View is a production of KCPW News. I'm Jennifer Napier Pierce.